The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we'll begin with something real quick from the Smile File from Woman's Day. They just want to remind you, July 7th, that would be today if you're listening, the first day that this is broadcast, World Chocolate Day. So, if you need an excuse, I really don't need an excuse, but if you need an excuse to eat some chocolate, it would be today, World Chocolate Day. From the last episode, or issue, of First for Women, Stunning in Shorts. I encourage you, of course, to shop your own wardrobe first, but here are some looks they recommend and info on them. First, tailored shorts with vertical pleating help your legs look longer. The ones they're showing are a tan color, $18 from H&M, available on hm.com. It's their interlock shorts. A classic perfect match for sunny days and laid-back vibes would be some blue jean shorts from Abercrombie, $70. The Curve Love High Rise Dad Short. Abercrombie.com. Abercrombie.com. Make a statement with a bold pair of patterned shorts. The ones they are showing, I have a black background and an off-white florally pattern, large floral pattern. $50 from Gap at gap.com, G-A-P.com, 365 high-rise linen blend shorts. Next, a braided belt helps define the waist and adds pizzazz to a pair of dark navy shorts, $33 from H&M, that's hm.com, it's the belted shorts. And linen shorts with chic stripes provide an easy breezy style. These are an almost white or a winter white with a pinstripe, maybe a navy or a dark gray color. Very, very small stripe with a belt. $88 from American Eagle, AE.com. It's the AE77 Premium Linen Trouser Short. And the last one's a pop of color adds a fun twist to any summer outfit. This is a rose-colored pair of shorts, $40 from Zara.com, Z-A-R-A. It's their high-waisted linen shorts. And a question for their style guru, Stacy London, which short styles are best for women who don't want to show too much leg? Her answer, for many of us, shopping for shorts can feel just as daunting as bathing suit shopping. But it doesn't have to. Longer short styles like Bermudas are making a major comeback. Not only are they stylish and on trend at the moment, they also offer the extra coverage that many of us are constantly searching for when it comes to shorts. As far as fabrics go, denim will always be in style, but I'm also loving the lightweight, breathable options like linen blends and cotton, which are perfect for even the hottest of summer days. From Woman's Day, the health report, 10 things to know about sleep. These expert-vetted facts and tips are anything but a snooze. They could help you get better Z's. Numero uno, sleep is key for good health. You already knew this. Your body runs on sleep, and 7 to 9 hours per night is the ideal amount of shut-eye it needs to refuel and undergo essential restoration and repair. Experts say consistent lack of adequate sleep is linked to a higher risk of chronic health problems such as obesity and high blood pressure. And cognitive function and memory can also be negatively impacted by failing to rack up the recommended number of hours of dozing. Next, give yourself a bedtime. Kids aren't the only ones who need to be put to bed. Getting up and going to sleep at the same times every day is the best thing you can do to help reinforce the circadian rhythm that regulates your body's internal clock, making it easier for you to fall asleep, stay asleep longer, and wake up rested. Daytime naps aren't a great way to make up for irregular bedtimes and lost sleep. They can disrupt your circadian rhythm, which can make it difficult for you to fall asleep at night, says Dr. Rashad Ramkissam of Houston Methodist Primary Care Group. Next, getting quality Z's helps with weight maintenance. Unhealthy weight gain puts you at risk for chronic diseases, such as heart disease and type 2 diabetes, and sleep deprivation can be one reason you may struggle to stay at a healthy number on the scale. When you don't get enough shut-eye, hormones that help regulate appetite can be disrupted, and you may also crave unhealthy foods, like processed, sugar-filled items, that may lead to excess pounds if they're a regular part of your diet. 4. Don't sleep with your phone. Looking at your phone in bed for an hour before going to sleep may up your risk of insomnia by up to 63% and could reduce your sleep time by 24 minutes, according to a large new study on university students by the Norwegian Institute of Public Health. Previous research suggests the blue light on your screen emit may disrupt our natural melatonin production, delaying sleep. Also, screen time activities like texting and playing games can also increase cortisol levels, so you feel amped up instead of sleepy. 5. Skip the nightcap. Having a glass of wine may seem like the perfect way to chill out, but although alcohol can initially be sedating, it prevents you from sleeping soundly due to its disruption of rapid eye movement or REM sleep. Sleep experts suggest trying to abstain from booze starting at least 3 hours before bedtime, or better yet, sip on something soothing like chamomile tea, which has plant compounds thought to help with relaxation and prime people for slumber. Next, create a sleep cave. This means keeping it dark and cool, ideally 65 degrees. Your body temp drops during sleep, so a cooler bedroom sends a message that it's bedtime. Your room should also be dark, as night meaning pitch black. Your body's circadian rhythm is ruled by patterns of lightness and darkness, so even a glimmer of light could disrupt your natural sleep-wake cycle. If your shades let light through even when they're closed, consider installing the blackout kind. White noise may also help you rest better. Next, master a wind-down routine. Bedtime prep should start about an hour before you go to sleep. One of the things with the greatest impact on your circadian rhythm is light, so dim the lights to help the flow of melatonin, the sleepy time hormone. A sleep prep routine can also include taking a warm bath, practicing gentle yoga or stretching, and using relaxation techniques like deep breathing or mindfulness meditation. And it's worth repeating, all screens should be turned off when you snuggle into bed. Next, meditate your way to sleep. Meditation and mindfulness can help you relax and get out of your own head enough to transition into sleep mode and find your way to slumber land. You can find guided meditations, some may be specifically geared toward sleep, online and through apps, or tap into your imagination and take yourself to a calming nature scene, focusing on the sights, sounds, scents you might encounter. You can also try to progressive muscle relaxation, another form of mindfulness that may chill you out and prime you for sleep start with your feet, Start with your feet and work your way up, imagining each muscle relaxing. 9, snooze well for better mental health. It takes only one sleepless night to make you moody, but regularly getting insufficient sleep affects your ability to regulate emotions, meaning handling daily stresses is harder, and being stressed can also keep you up at night. And last, magnesium is promising as a sleep aid. Some studies suggest that this mineral can promote muscle relaxation and may calm anxiety, which will help you get into sleep mode. It could also help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. Melatonin may assist you in getting on a sleep schedule, especially if you're in a different time zone than usual. But avoid relying on it because you could become psychologically dependent on it over time. Always talk with your doctor before starting a new supplement and ask them to recommend reputable third-party tested brands. From First for Women, does blue light improve or worsen sleep quality? Well, we already know about that. We just did it. I'm going to skip that one. Question, besides protein, what can I eat to help me build muscle? Answer, protein-rich foods are great for developing strong muscles, but grapes may help too. In an animal study in the journal Foods, mice given a daily dose of freeze-dried grape powder, equal to about 1.5 cups of grapes, showed changes in muscle gene activity, especially the females, whose muscles began to function more like males. Scientists say this could signal better muscle performance. You can also add pineapple to your diet. An enzyme in the fruit called bromelain supports muscle health by aiding protein digestion and muscle recovery. Question, what can I do to stop the ringing in my ears? Ringing in your ears or tinnitus can be uncomfortable, but a few tricks may help. In a BMJ open study, people who ate more fiber, caffeine, fruit, and dairy had a lower tinnitus risk. How? The researchers say fiber and dairy may reduce tinnitus risk by supporting blood vessel health, helping prevent inner ear damage. Caffeine may ease anxiety, a tinnitus trigger, while antioxidant-rich fruit provides ear circulation. Also smart is listening to pink noise, a sound that calms the brain and supports sleep. Try pink noise playlists on YouTube. Now, I've never heard of pink noise. Worth looking into. And try this. Reduce your heart attack risk in 4 minutes a day. If the idea of finding time in your day to add a 30-minute workout or prepare heart-healthy meals is too overwhelming, take heart. A recent study of 81,000 middle-aged people published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine found that women who did no formal exercise but got just 4 minutes of daily vigorous movement, like climbing the stairs or running to catch a bus, reduced their risk of experiencing a heart attack by 51%. Bonus, those short bursts of exercise have also been shown to rev energy, boost mood, and speed weight loss. Some books we're loving now from First for Women. First, a fantasy called Babylonia by Costanza Casati, C-A-S-A-T-I. I read Costanza Casati's Clytemnestra last year. I'm sorry. So I couldn't wait to pick this one up, says Aaron McCarthy, First's graphic designer. The story follows Semiramis, who is being raised by a cruel adoptive father. Over time, she learns how to use the power she acquires to shape the world for the better. This story... excuse me. My alarm. This story presents a nuanced perspective in a world where morality is often dismissed as irrelevant or weakness, says Aaron. It is a reminder that you don't need powers or wealth in order to shape things to the benefit of many. Next, a memoir, You're on an Airplane, a self-mythologizing memoir by Parker Posey. That's P-O-S-E-Y. Parker Posey is always a scene stealer, and her most recent role in the season 3 of The White Lotus is no exception, says Abby Bender, First's digital staff writer. In her memoir, which takes the form of an impromptu chat on a flight and features collages by the star, Posey walks readers through her childhood, her days as a 90s it girl in the independent film scene, and her experience moving into mainstream roles and aging in Hollywood. Learning about Posey's Southern roots and bold approach to performance made me appreciate her work even more. Next, a piece of fiction, The Kamigawa Food Detectives by Hisashi Kashiwai, Kashiwai. When a friend suggested this heartwarmer, I dove right in, says Christina Mastrocola, first senior editor. Detective Nagari and his daughter run an unassuming restaurant. Rather than chase a Michelin star, they chase stardust, the kind memories are made of, as they recreate elusive dishes that hold special meaning for each patron. Our favorite meals often tell a story, says Christina. This touching novel captures that truth and makes me hungry for more in book two of the series. And last, a retelling called James by Percival Everett, E-V-E-R-E-T-T. This retelling of The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Percival Everett was brilliant. Cheers, Julia Dennison, first digital director. James flips the narrative of Mark Twain's classic tale by giving the enslaved Jim a voice. And the result is a hard look at the despicable realities of slavery through the lives of the black people who had to endure it. An element Twain's novel, though well-meaning and progressive for its time, glossed over. Raves Julia, through sharp, code-switching dialogue, Everett beautifully explores the subject with both gravity and unexpected humor, making this a poignant and deeply moving must-read. From First for Women, some simple wellness solutions, good news for pasta lovers. Opting for a cup of pasta instead of a cup of white rice, potatoes, or white bread can help you lose weight, suggests a study in the Journal of the American Nutrition Association. Those who made the trade dropped more weight than those who stuck to their usual white carb ways. Turns out pasta is lower on the glycemic index, or GI, which means it doesn't raise your blood sugar as much. That's key, since eating lower GI foods has been shown to speed fat burning. An impressive 5 minutes to fit. Adding a few easy moves into your day can boost physical fitness, say Australian scientists in their study. Sedentary people who performed 10 reps of 4 exercises daily felt stronger, fitter, and healthier after 28 days, and tests showed improvements in flexibility and strength. The moves? Chair squats, heel drops, chair reclines, which involve sitting on a chair and leaning back, and wall push-ups. And an easy fix, natural relief from muscle and joint pain. An herb known as Arnica Montana has been used to soothe sore muscles and joints for hundreds of years. And now a study in the Journal of Ethnopharmacology bears out its benefits. Scientists found that exposing cells to diluted arnica preparations spurred significant reductions in markers of inflammation and COX-2, an enzyme that contributes to swelling and pain. A product to try? MagniLife Arnica Pain Relief Gel. You can look it up on MagniLife.com, MagniLife.com. From First for Women, bacon cheddar pasta salad, active time to make 20 minutes. Total time is 30, and it serves 6, and is relatively easy, it looks. 12 ounces medium shell pasta, 6 slices of bacon, 1 cup shredded cheddar cheese, 1 cup cherry tomatoes cut in half, 2 ribs of celery chopped, 1/2 cup of chopped scallions, 1/4 cup chopped fresh parsley, and 1/2 cup bottled ranch salad dressing. In a large pot of salted boiling water, cook the pasta according to package directions for al dente, which is just tender, and drain. Rinse under cold water. Meanwhile, in a non-stick skillet over medium-high heat, cook the bacon, flipping once until crisp, 4 to 5 minutes per side. Drain on paper towels and roughly chop. In a large bowl, combine pasta, cheddar, tomatoes, celery, scallions, and parsley. Add dressing and 1/2 of the bacon. Toss until evenly coated and combined. sprinkle pasta salad with the remaining bacon. Sounds good. And goes with all those summertime barbecue meals. From real simple, cinnamon roll muffins, introducing one of the best breakfast mashups of all time. Active time 15 minutes, total time 55, and it makes a dozen regular-sized muffins. We need 1 cup packed light brown sugar, 1 cup chopped pecans, 2 tablespoons ground cinnamon, 1/2 cup, which is 1 stick, unsalted butter, softened, 1/2 cup plus 1 tablespoon granulated sugar, divided, 2 large eggs, 2 cups all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 3/4 cup whole milk, divided, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, and 4 ounces cream cheese, softened. Preheat oven to 375. Line a 12-cup muffin tray with paper liners. Stir together brown sugar, pecans, and cinnamon into a medium bowl. Beat butter and 1/2 cup granulated sugar in a large bowl with an electric mixer on medium-high speed until light and fluffy, about 4 minutes. Then add eggs one at a time, beating well after each addition. Whisk flour, baking powder, and salt in a medium bowl. With mixer on low speed, gradually add the flour mixture to the butter mixture in 3 additions, alternating with 1/2 cup milk total, beginning and ending with the flour mixture. Stir in vanilla. Fold 1 1/4 cups brown sugar mixture into the batter just until streaked, not really combined. Make it look a little marbly. Divide batter among prepared muffin wells. Top with remaining brown sugar mixture, about a tablespoon over top of each, pressing gently to get it to adhere to the top. Bake until a wooden pick inserted in the center comes out clean, 22 to 24 minutes. Let cool in tray for 5 more minutes. Transfer muffins to a wire rack to cool for 10 more minutes. Whisk cream cheese, remaining 1 tablespoon granulated sugar, and remaining 1/4 cup of milk in a medium bowl. Spoon this glaze over the muffins. From Woman's Day, copycat animal-style smash burgers. Active in total time, both 20 minutes, and this serves 4. We need 3 teaspoons olive oil, divided, 1 onion, finely chopped, kosher salt, 8 ounces of ground beef, 2 tablespoons yellow mustard, 4 slices American cheese, special sauce, and they give us a recipe for that afterwards, 4 buns toasted, lettuce, sliced tomato, and pickles. And trust me, the special sauce will be real easy when we get to it. Heat 2 teaspoons oil in large skillet on medium. Add onion. Season with a pinch of salt and cook, stirring occasionally, 5 minutes. Add 2 tablespoons water and continue cooking until water has evaporated and onion is just tender. Transfer to a plate. Shape meat into 4 patties. Heat remaining teaspoon oil in a large nonstick skillet on medium-high. Add patties and use large spoon to press each to about 3.5 inches wide. Cook until bottoms are crusty, 2 minutes. Spread mustard on raw side of each burger, then flip and top with cheese. Cook to melt cheese 1 to 2 minutes more. Divide sauce among buns and fill with beef patties, onion, lettuce, tomato, and pickles. And here's your special sauce. In a small bowl, stir together 2 tablespoons mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon ketchup, 1 1/2 teaspoons sweet pickle relish, and 1/2 teaspoon white vinegar. I know you can handle it. And to go with strawberry milkshakes. Active time 10 minutes, total time also 10, and serves 2. And it's so pretty in pink. We need 8 frozen strawberries quartered, 1 cup of milk divided, plus more if needed, 1 pint of strawberry ice cream, whipped cream, and fresh strawberries for serving. In a blender, puree frozen strawberries and about 3/4 cup milk until smooth. Add ice cream and remaining 1/4 cup of milk, then blend to combine, adding more milk as needed to create more desired consistency. Pour into glasses and top with whipped cream and fresh strawberries. From First for Women, sheet pan Hawaiian barbecue and purple onion tofu skewers with oven crisped leftover rice. Active time 25 minutes, total time 1 hour and 5. This makes 12 skewers, and it uses up any leftover rice from a previous meal. We need 1 16-ounce block of firm tofu, 1 pound of multicolor mini peppers, 2 red onions, 1/3 cup olive oil, 2 teaspoons sea salt, 2 cups diced pineapple, 4 cups of leftover cooked rice, 1/2 cup barbecue sauce. Feel free to substitute other summer produce such as zucchini, eggplant, or cherry tomatoes for the peppers, onions, pineapple. If using wooden skewers, soak in warm water for 15 minutes. Heat oven to 450. Place baking tray inside oven while it is heating up. This ensures the skewers will crisp up faster. Cut tofu into a large dice and press for 10 minutes between towels and a heavy item placed atop. Get as much moisture out as you can. Halve the peppers and remove seeds. Cut red onion into wedges. Arrange tofu, pineapple, and onion pieces on skewers. Carefully line hot tray with parchment paper. Arrange skewers in a single layer. Sprinkle with 1 teaspoon sea salt and brush with 1/4 cup olive oil. Toss rice and peppers with remaining sea salt and olive oil and arrange on same tray adjacent to the skewers. Bake 15 minutes. Stir rice mixture and bake entire tray contents for an additional 10 minutes. Brush skewers with barbecue sauce and return tray to the oven for 5 more minutes of cooking. And we'll end with just a couple little shorties. First from First for Women, how do you stay organized with your daily tasks? 47% of respondents said use your smartphone's dictation technology to speak your list. This device can convert your tasks into reminders. And a couple of quick quotes. The heart of a father is the masterpiece of nature. That was Antoine Francois Prevost. This one, each person who delivers kindness stays with us forever. And that's a Canadian writer, Robin S. Sharma. And remember, there's no such thing as a small act of kindness. Every act creates a ripple with no logical end. Author Scott Adams. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latchaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. For comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to North Carolina Reading Service.